In the United States, things have been, there was a growing anti-capitalist movement, growing, what could be called, I don't know how to, it's hard to define it, more specifically than that, because it was basically a really diverse movement, but there was a growing anti-capitalist movement in the late 90s, and that I think after the Seattle protests in 99 really was growing fast, and with lots of growing pains, making lots of mistakes, but also having lots of victories, and also attracting a broader base, and that was largely derailed with 9/11, although it took a couple years, I think capped off by the Miami FTAA protests in 2003, to sort of really maybe die is a too strong word, but really basically collapse into fragments.
The tide turned.
Yeah. And that was, but that was specific to the U.S. In other industrialized countries that have had similar kinds of movements, and certainly in Latin America and other places, South Korea and places that have had, massive social movements in recent years, all those movements continue. Of course, in Europe, xenophobes are coming to power, and that's there's a whole other story playing out there, But the movement, the anti-capitalist movement that we had for a few years, is continuing in Europe, and it's very similar to the one that we had, in terms of the dynamics and the contradictions and the sorts of elements of society that make up the movement and all that. It would look very familiar to anybody that was around for the one we had here. And then the anti-war movement grew and declined basically in the wake of the anti-capitalist movement, although that's not coincidental, because it was also 9/11 that provoked the growth of the anti-war movement, along with, of course, the U.S. invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. But that collapsed in 2005.
What's your opinion on where things are going now? We just had for progressives in this country, it was a devastating election cycle. Last Tuesday, as a radical, an activist, what's your take on that?
Well, when asked that question, I feel like a broken record, because for decades I've just been saying the same thing, which is just that people have to, I think, recognize that we live in a undemocratic $1 one vote plutocracy, and react to the state accordingly, and not pretend that we live in a democracy. We don't. I mean, not on a regional and national level. It's just all about. It's all so saturated with money. Even on a local level, it is too. But at least on a local level, when running for smaller offices, a social movement could potentially come to power with enough people on the ground. Maybe that could happen on a bigger scale too, even despite our basic lack of democracy. But it's all just but I think if that's ever going to happen, and I know some people I respect tremendously, like Dennis Kucinich and Michael Moore, disagree, but it just seems to me that we have to abandon any efforts to reform the Democratic Party and form a third party movement. And of course, that would have to go hand in hand with a real, extra parliamentary movement as well.
In my opinion, we're at somewhat of a low point in activism right now in this country. And I don't know if people got lazy because Obama got elected, or what's your opinion on that?
I would say in terms of activism, people need to have a sense of optimism before they're going to stick their necks out, most people. So there's always a hardcore group of people who is going to be activist no matter what. But in terms of most people, in terms of the formation of a mass movement and any kind of sustaining of a mass movement, there has to be a constant sense that we are actually going to accomplish something, or we stand a good chance of it, and a sense of we know what we're going to try to, what we're trying to accomplish. We're going to stop the war. We're going to we're going to get the WTO abolished or whatever it is. It's a clear goal, and there's a sense that there's a lot of support for it, and a sense that we can actually accomplish this goal. And absent that kind of sense of optimism, most people are going to stick to working their two jobs and keeping their head above water, and they're not going to go spend their time risking arrest and protesting in the streets and all that. But in terms of the rise of the Tea Party and stuff like that, I mean, I think we're in a real sort of Weimar moment where the progressive forces are absent in the streets to a large extent, and the pseudo-progressive forces in power are not coming anywhere close to meeting the basic needs of the population. And there are other forces also in power, but trying who are more volatile, less interested in democracy than the corporate thugs that are running the Democratic Party, then those elements are rising and seeing the opportunity to consolidate an even more repressive and less prosperous version of America than the Democrats would like.